All right. I'll tell you what. Things in Wisconsin are looking pretty good. The weather this week doesn't look great. But when you're coming off a big Packers win over the Kansas City Beefs, you got to be in a good mood. And we've got Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan. How you feeling today, bud?
Holy cripes, 7-1. Oh, man, I've been waiting a long time for this season. We're doing great.
Yeah. I mean, the defense has struggled a little bit against a backup quarterback, but hey, a win's a win.
Yeah. You know, the defenses look like a bend-don't-break situation there, where, they're going to do enough to keep us in the game. And, I mean, that's all you need when you got Aaron Rodgers on the other side.
That's right.
We were recording the game and having family dinner. Sure enough, my husband gets the text before we started watching the game. What a catch! And my husband's like, okay, let's wrap up family dinner. I got to start watching the game now.
Yeah. Yeah. What a game last night. You know, we need to get more guys in the backfield named Aaron. I think that's number one strategy for this offseason.
I think the defense needs a few guys named Aaron or a few guys named Rodgers, and I think the team should be definitely Super Bowl set.
Yeah, I think scouting should be pretty easy for the next year.
So we are looking forward to Halloween coming up this week, and we got to ask, are you going to be dressing up as anything for Halloween?
This year I'll do my regular Vince Lombardi, year. Simple cost. I like to be warm and I like to be able to pee real quick. You know, those are the important things on Halloween.
That is so smart.
Wait, does that just involve a trench coat and that's it?
That's right. Trench coat, nice little fedora, some fun glasses. You're in there.
That's smart.
It's an $8 costume if you go to St. Vinny's. All right?
Yes. I know. I had a scary moment trick-or-treating. We were way far away from the house, and I was drinking my beer, and I'm like, oh, boy, here it comes. I have to run back to the house to go pee. I like your idea, Marty.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, and just a heads up for the antisocial folks, if you don't want to go to a party, just tell everybody you're going to be a Viking Super Bowl win, and then don't show up.
Oh, my God.
Our friend Northwoods John's going to love that one.
Easy peasy.
So, also, it's scary time of year, yes. Haunted houses. Ooh. Do you go to any haunted houses, or have you ever been to one of those? Are you into that stuff?
Oh, a couple years ago, I went to a road game in Oakland, and I think that was about the closest I've ever gotten.
Oh my gosh.
Raider fans are frightening.
Man, there's something in the water out there.
Yeah, not sure if you're at a football game or a Hell's Angel reunion.
That's a good point.
That's right. I saw Darth Vader. I saw the Grim Reaper. I'm like, guys, it's December. What are you doing out here?
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's great. We love hearing Marty. From you. We love it that you're in high spirits. Yes. We're going to hope this momentum keeps going. Who do the Packers play next week, and what are we looking at?
Well, we got the Chargers, which, appropriate for Halloween. That stadium's going to be a ghost town when they get there. Fill it up with Packer fans.
Marty, I lived and worked in San Diego for 7 years, and that stadium was always half empty. And then they tried moving to L.A. thinking that would help. No.
Yeah, because the people in L.A. care.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, beautiful weather. That shows you how much people love the Packers. It could be 30 below zero, and that stadium is packed.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You can't even move in that sucker.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I like the Packers going forward against L.A. here. I'm going to say 31-10 Green Bay.
Okay. All right, Marty.
Real quick before we wrap up, do you have any condolences or anything you can say to those Bear fans after missing that chip?
Oh, my gosh, I love his laugh.
No.
Oh, that was a heartbreaker, man, that was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You have a great day. We're going to keep this momentum going. I think as long as you're in high spirits, the Packers are going to keep on throwing touchdowns. We're going to keep on bringing victories home.
That's right. Feeling good about this season.
Thank you, Marty. Happy Halloween.